Okay, let's talk about...
You always want to break into song every time you do that.
I don't know why.
I need you to stop.
I don't know why.
Or commit. Either way.
I don't commit. It's like I backseat it out. Like, you know, I'm trying to spare everybody from my terrible singing slash non.
That's what editing is for.
Auto-tune it.
Auto-tune it. A little reverb in there.
But on that note, it has nothing
to do what we're talking about today.
Yeah.
Actually, it kind of does.
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
Please,
because we're going to be talking about education versus experience. The way it related was that I think we're getting better with this podcasting. Experience is going up.
Yes.
While I would say so. We started off with knowledge.
Our quality has improved since our experience.
So we're going to transfer that to physical therapy.
Yeah, and talking about
education of therapy versus experience in therapy.
Mm-hmm.
Is one better than the other?
The pros and cons of both.
And what to do when you're in the field.
Yeah.
And a great commercial at the end.
Okay, on that note, let's dive in.
Let's get started.
The PTA Podcast with your hosts, Ken.
And Laura. Thanks again for joining for another exciting episode. All right, so let's go ahead and talk about knowledge versus skill experience.
There we go. I was going to wait to see if you can get there on your own, but you got there.
It's like all of a sudden I literally completely forgot what we were talking about. What? Literally, we were just decided. Okay, we didn't just decide, but like we were like, yes, let's do this one.
Yeah, so last week we talked about during our instrument assisted episode, we started talking about kind of how experience and knowledge are not the same thing.
They are not.
And how it can almost be an entire episode by itself. So here we are.
We made a whole entire episode by itself. On
the difference between knowledge and experience.
So just to like define, how would you define knowledge?
What the textbook says.
Yeah. And then experience, how would you define experience? So we're all on the same page.
Working in the field.
Yep, pretty much. So over time, something that you learn and adapt to me is more of experience. Hands-on, actually being in the role, living it out, pretty much. That's how I would count experience.
Well, it's because we have two sayings. One, Laura's saying is,
don't treat the disease.
Stop changing. Go back to the other one.
Treat the patient, not the diagnosis.
Perfect. And I say, what do I say, Laura? You don't know, do you? I don't say it nearly as enough.
You don't.
My saying is bodies don't read textbooks.
Yeah.
So even though we're coming out of school and kind of like this is where we see it the most often is having all this knowledge, thinking that you know everything because it's like you're fresh out of school. You have all these concepts fresh in your head. It's not the same transferring it to real life.
Yeah.
This also becomes a hindrance if you graduate school, you start practicing, and then you go take your board exam. The reason why is because you might pick up habits during your time working that do not translate to the book, which what you will be quizzed on during your board exam, because it's not the same thing. That's the point.
And we talk about that a little bit in our clinical rotation episode too, which we'll link below for you to go ahead and look at. And we'll look at, listen to.
There you go.
Something like that. But I totally agree. I think the issue is the fact that, a lot of the times we end up thinking that, we know it all when we come out of school. We're fresh. We've got the new concepts. We've got, the new technology, the new skills, you know, we're the ones who are remembering this. And let's be honest, like Ken is so much smarter right now on answering some of these questions than I am. I'm like, frick, I don't remember that anymore. But does that technically make him a better PTA than me? No. And so I think that's the struggle that new grads, and I think we can when we talk about this concept, new grads just come up because we see this a lot in new grads. You see them come in, they think they're the hot shot, they're ready to go, and they're ready to, like, almost like they want to come in and just change the system too.
Because they have all the knowledge from school.
Yeah. And, like,
there's, like, you're supposed to do it like this. Well, that's nice that that's what the textbook says, but that's not
real life.
How you do it in person. Because, well, you don't.
Yeah, like, that's not going to work for someone who has, like, five different other comorbidities who, by the way, oh, yeah, that exercise, you're right, that exercise should be performed for a lower back issue. However, they've got a shoulder issue, and you can't get them on quadruped now. What are you going to do? Like, it's just one of those things where that's where experience is so helpful. And honestly, one of my biggest things for someone coming into the field is soak up the experience from someone else. I was going to
be a sponge, but
yeah,
it's the same thing.
Be a sponge, soak it all up, take it all in, be receptive to being learning what you're going into. You're going into a business that is already established. Do not try to go in there and change everything. Because I've seen that try to happen too. And it just makes the person frustrated coming in. And it makes the people who are already there frustrated too. Now, I'm not saying don't try to incorporate new techniques and new things that are into the field. But I think there's a way to
go about it
appropriately.
So I actually had a patient drop some knowledge on me when it came to something like this.
Mm-hmm.
So I was kind of talking to him, like, well, when I graduated, I started working, I was being sent to different clinics. So what that meant was I was studying under a lot of different PTs, and a lot of the PTs kind of just had their, oh, this is the way to do it. This is what fixes this problem.
Oh my gosh,
this
is the best
technique for that. And it's all great. So I just kind of soaked it all in. And even my patient was telling me, take, and he's a trainer for, I think, like, the police department or something at the time. So he knows very well that some people like him, some people don't. And it is what it is. But what his biggest takeaway was is learn everything you can from as many different people as you can and pick the best assets from those people.
Yeah.
So that way when you create your own little toolbox of things that you can
resources
and everything, you're better equipped to practice how you want to practice.
Yeah.
So just because someone has the, oh, this is the best way to mobilize the shoulder, learn it, see it, change it to a way that is comfortable for you. And if you want to incorporate it, great. And if you don't, then don't. But I wouldn't just say that they're wrong. I wouldn't say, like, oh, no, this technique is way better than that. Just learn as much as you can is the biggest takeaway.
Yeah, and, like, what we've talked about before is, like, the technique that you might consider to be the best one for you might not be the best one for me. Like, my body type and my way I... height even plays a part. Like, it's different. Yeah. So
height, arm reach.
Yeah, that your positioning's not going to be exactly the same for me. Now,
which I have an example for that.
What?
Cervical mobs.
Mm-hmm.
So I learned how to do cervical mobs from my PT, mm-hmm. right? And I don't know if it's just like a hand size issue, like his hands are just bigger than my hands, or just his placement is just better than mine. But I wasn't able to do them the same way he was, and, like, just not replicate the
same effect in a way.
Effect.
Yeah. Like, the patient didn't feel like it was as beneficial as when he did it.
So I went to another therapist and asked them, like, hey, can you show me how you do your cervical mobs? And it was completely different. And I actually liked the way that they did it better because it was, one, more comfortable on my hands, and it got the effect to the patient a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying that that technique is better than the one that the PT that showed me. It was just for me,
it's
my body
you,
type, and my hands. It just worked better.
Yeah. And that's the great thing about our field is we can adapt to things around us. And so if you come in already thinking, knowing that, like, this is the knowledge out there, this is how we are to do it, you're going to get hit hard real fast with that. That's not always the case. And you're going to have a hard time adapting to the field, if that makes sense. And the thing is, too, is like we know patient care in this field plays such an important part. So no matter how much knowledge and book smart you are, if you don't have the experience of talking with patients, communicating in layman's terms with patients, that's not going to make you a great PT or PTA.
So that is the unfortunate truth. Mm-hmm. I think. So when it comes to that, and I think it's just such a valuable skill, is just being able to talk to people.
Yeah.
And this comes into effect a couple different ways. One, if you go through the program, you're doing great, you have all the knowledge, but you get to your rotations and they realize that you can't talk to patients or you don't have that communication that they need or that this kind of field requires, they're not going to get past that phase. Mm-hmm. Let's say that they do. Now you have your interview where even I know from experience and from what I've been told, people just throw random questions in there. Like, do you prefer donuts or bagels? Or do you do just to get the conversation going? It better be bagels.
Donuts.
No, bagels all day, donuts. Every day.
But I would prefer a cream-filled donut.
Disgusting.
Well, you don't like donuts. You only like cinnamon donuts.
That's, I mean, it's true. But
the point is
that it, and they do that just to see if you can hold a conversation, see if you can just, I don't know, kind of vibe in a way.
And they want to see that your personality is going to fit with the atmosphere that they're looking for.
And that's the next test that people are going to have to go through if they can't communicate as efficiently as you should when you're in this field. And I think that's just kind of like the harsh truth. I think a lot of people that are in this field kind of already have gotten over that hurdle.
Yeah.
But you'll see it in school and other people. I would say try to help those around you. If you kind of do notice it, just kind of talk to them, let them know, like, hey, like, let's just do some communication drills.
You can be great at having a conversation flow, but you might struggle at how to communicate medical terminology to patients. It's not sometimes the easiest concept to communicate. And go around and ask, like, hey, how do you explain this to a patient? What's, like, the way you do it? Like, you and me have done that multiple times. Like, hey, how would you tell a patient this? Like, how would you tell a patient that? Like, does this make sense when I say it this way? Ask around, and that's great. And that's where that experience, as you start to get more experience with it, you're going to start to realize what works, what doesn't work, and you're going to become better within your field. I also think with experience, sometimes there can be a little bit of downfall, though, is they can get stuck in their ways.
This is where you can't teach a dog, can't teach an old dog new tricks. Yes. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
But you can. They just refuse and they're stubborn sometimes.
It just takes more time. I do definitely think that can be a downfall within any field. I'm not saying this is just physical therapy. This is any field out there, honestly. But I think that's where you can get knowledge and experience butting heads, if that makes sense. Like, you know, knowledge is coming in and be like, hey, I read this research paper. Da, 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 da. This is what we should be doing. And experience is like, well, I've been doing it this year for this many years and it's apparently been working fine. And it's just like,
we're not changing.
Yeah. Like, so it's like finding a middle ground of being open and trying new things, I think, is also something that definitely needs to happen on those who have been in the field for a long time.
So I think, like, a good example, so working somewhere on KT tape, for example, where some people agree with it, some people don't, and I enjoy it. We have an episode on it if you want to go listen. But if it's one of those things where it's like, if the PT doesn't want to do it, they don't want to be involved in it, you're not going to do it. And it's just like, if you want to do it, then open up your own practice kind of
feeling, which is tough.
So it's like, learn as much as you can, do what you can within your limitations. But there do get some points where you're not going to be able to do everything you want to, which is, it is what it is. Mm-hmm. Maybe do it on the side.
Yeah, I think the hard part for me that I have too, like, knowledge kind of versus experience, I have a hard time remembering medical terminology that I'm not consistently using. And so sometimes when things are brought up to me, Or, you know, it's not something we use all the time, or like they look at you like you should know it, but really when you look back at it, you're like, I was never taught it.
Is it more like techniques or like abbreviations?
Well, just like concepts even too sometimes, where, you know, we, or medication, like, we took one class on medication and we didn't even scratch the surface. Like literally we did not scratch the surface when we took it. And so I've had, you know, PTs kind of tell me like, oh, well, they're on this, this, and this, and this. And it's like, I kind of give them like a look of like, huh? And when I first started, it was definitely like, now I don't care as much, I guess you could say. But like, it was definitely like a struggle. Like if I didn't get the right answer correctly, like I felt like I was a failure in a way too, because of the fact that I didn't feel I was as knowledgeable. And I think that's sometimes like hard to be like, you're not expected to know everything, definitely when you have really knowledgeable people around you. So like, if you're that knowledgeable, just like, I would just say, be aware of like how you're delivering it to other people too, if that makes sense.
It does.
Yeah. And I'm not saying like you should be knowledgeable in your field and everything like that. And you should want to learn and grow, and that will come with time too. But it's not as easy for some of us to retain it all. I'm one of them.
Not be able to remember everything.
Well, and the thing is too, is the more I start to talk,
I remember random stuff.
Yeah. The more I start to talk in like layman's terms, the more I start to like lose my actual medical terminology of certain things.
I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah. And I've even seen it, like my mom's a PTA and my mom's like, how do you say this medically? She's like, I can explain to a patient, but like my documentation looks like I'm talking to a patient now. And I was like, I totally can see how that can happen over the times. Like you have to be able to explain in layman terms. You have to be able to be good at your job.
And that's just a transfer of from knowledge to experience.
Yeah. It's inevitable. The hard part is keeping up, I feel like, sometimes with your medical terminology and like being like, yeah, I don't remember that. And like, so I look things up, but I think in the beginning I was definitely very fearful of getting things wrong. And definitely if someone is more knowledgeable around you and everything like that, and not saying like it's on him that they shouldn't be dumb around people, but like, I don't know, just be aware sometimes of how it comes across.
It's all about the delivery.
All about the delivery. But what do you think one should be valued more than the other?
No.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't even know what to place above the other. Just because I think it's important to have both. But sometimes it's, like I said, like it's just going to transition into more experience than knowledge. Yeah. Especially like, let's say, so you go through school, right? And you learn a little bit of everything. Mm-hmm. You learn transfers, you learn inpatient concepts, you learn outpatient concepts. But let's say you start working in an ortho clinic, i.e. us. Mm-hmm. And that's all we work with for the past 2-3 years. If I go into a hospital now, I'll be like, oh, I am rusty.
I got to look up more things than I thought. Let me go look
some things up, because I lost that knowledge.
Yeah.
I have my experience. I can probably transfer over some things that I worked in the outpatient clinic. But it's just the knowledge side is going to go away a little bit since I'm not using it.
Yeah. And I think, too, the thing is like, because we have the basic concepts, the basic ideas down, when we do go to look up something that maybe we've been taught and we just don't work with that often, you're like, I need a refresher, it is so much easier to like pick up on it, if that makes sense. It's like, yeah, a quick, like,
you touched everything.
I got it. Yeah, I got it. Okay.
I can, a little refresher, like, course, honestly, if you like will.
Transferring into a car, I can't remember the last time I've actually had to teach a patient that. Like, I know what should go down, but teaching a patient that, it's like, okay, hold on, let me walk through how to explain it. Okay, now we're good to go.
Yeah, because, like, we don't, It just depends on where you're working. That's what...
Like, I might need a step-by-step breakdown to help explain it.
And it almost feels like you're a new grad again.
Mm-hmm.
You'll have the knowledge and the basis for it, but now you're going to have to redevelop your experience in that setting.
Yeah. I think for me, honestly, I would have to say I do think knowledge is slightly over experience.
You prefer knowledge over experience?
I don't prefer. I think it's just over it slightly.
I almost went the other way.
I know. I almost did too originally. And then I started thinking about something and I was like, you cannot grow your experience unless you have the base knowledge going on though. And if you don't have that base knowledge going on, your experience can be handy, but it can be completely not going in the right direction.
So let's say...
I said slightly, and then it swaps, I think, over time.
I'm trying to think of, like, some sort of odd example that will never happen. Like, let's go with, like, if you start working as a technician
mm-hmm.
and get promoted. So say you're a technician, right? Say 2 years. In an outpatient setting.
Yeah. And then you get promoted to a PTA.
Versus someone who went to PTA school for 2 years and then started working as a new grad PTA. Do you think one would be better than the other?
I think the new grad.
The new grad? Even though they have no experience in the clinic whatsoever.
Thanks.
It's never going to happen. Cause,
no, I know. Yeah.
But
I still think the new grad would be able to handle difficult situations that arise and concepts that might arise because of the fact that they have the knowledge and the background training more than just what was going on in that clinic. If that makes sense.
So they have more than knowledge than the background.
Mm-hmm. Because, like, yeah, that tech learned a lot. They know everything about the clinic. They know everything that they've been taught there to move up. But what if you have a patient, like, they've been there for 2 years, and what if they have a CP patient come in? It's the first time working with a CP patient. You don't see those too often, but you get them on occasion. Stroke patient, what if they've never really worked with a stroke patient? How are they going to have the full-on knowledge to work with that patient, that stroke patient, over a new grad? I don't see.
I feel like the new grad will have the slight edge.
Yeah,
as a new grad, that's a difficult situation to be in.
Oh, yeah. But
because let's say I have someone who's an ACL tear, and I've never worked with someone who has an ACL tear, even as a new grad.
It's tough.
I'd be a little bit like,
it's intimidating.
I know I need to be cautious with this and that, which that's what the upper hand is for someone mm-hmm. who went to school versus someone who got promoted. But at the same time, it's still something like,
That's why I would say, like,
someone do it first.
Or... Knowledge, it starts off knowledge, and then it, over time, it will transfer to experience, I feel like, and then it will flatten out, and both of them are.
So I'll change my answer. Yeah. I think knowledge is more important now that we're talking about it.
Just to say it.
I did have a odd argument with a friend in the past where they worked in a PT clinic, and they were a technician, and they told me they were going to become the new PTA. And I was like, did you go to school for that? And they're like, no. Like, they're just going to, the PTA is leaving, so they're going to promote me to a PTA. And I'm like, I think you misunderstood what they're doing. Maybe you're going to be taking on new responsibilities, but you're not going to be a PTA. And they're like, no, that's what they said. They're going to be, get promoted. Like, there's no way. Like, you do understand you need to be licensed, take an exam for this. It was just, we went back and forth. And I was like, you know what? I give up. I don't know what's going on with your clinic, but there's no way you're being promoted to a PTA.
Now I'm curious. After we're done with this, I might ask you about it.
Why?
I want to know. I want to know who this was and what clinic.
I don't even know what clinic it is.
Oh.
I have no idea. I just know that they worked in a clinic. It wasn't here. It wasn't even here in Vegas.
Got it.
Yeah, this is out of state. This is somewhere else.
That makes sense.
And then they were telling me about it. I'm like, there's no way.
Yeah.
That's just my little odd story there.
I think it's hard to put one over the other. Just for me, I feel like you can't have the experience fully without having the basis of the knowledge.
You need your foundation blocks.
Yeah, you need your foundation blocks. So that's why, like, worst comes to shove, I think the knowledge is more important than the experience. And that's why I think we have schooling and licensing in place for that reason exactly.
They used to have schooling for technicians.
They still do in certain...
That's what I was curious. They still have it some places?
Carrington had it.
No, they don't have it anymore.
They got rid of it after 2 years?
That's all along... When I went to school, they weren't there anymore.
Oh, dang.
Because it was like a 6-month
They just started
program.
It. Yeah, they just started it when I was...
They didn't have enough enrollment. On top of, that makes you don't sense. Need it to get hired.
No, you do not.
So, versus our field, you need a license to get hired. But they did get rid of the program.
Yeah, no, I've seen some programs for it. I think the hard part for those programs is because of the fact that it's not required to get hired. It's very hard to get enrollment, like you were saying. I remember seeing it while I was in school and going, I really want to be like, you don't need this. Save the money. Just go get hired.
I'm almost curious how much the program was.
It was cheap. Cheap like compared to what we...
Several grand?
Yeah, something like that.
That's still kind of pricey.
Well, it's pricey, but when you compare it to other schooling, our schooling and DPT schooling, it looks cheap.
That's true.
But yeah, so I think it just is, there's a matter of both and being, I think the big key for like today's episode and everything like that is stay humble and be open and receptive.
Be a sponge.
Yeah.
Absorb as much as you can. Pick the tools that you want to use and practice the way you want to practice.
Yeah. And I get sometimes that practice the way you want to practice is hard because of maybe the surroundings you're in. And if that's the case, this might be your cue to maybe start looking at something else. Your sign to start looking
True, depending on what you want to do.
So just keep that in mind, though. But there's always new fun things out there to look at and be open and take everything in from everybody. And
that's what's so great about our field. Like, if you don't like one setting, you can go into a completely different one.
Mm-hmm.
Still be a PTA. So, like, don't not like the profession if you don't like where you're at.
Yeah. And that was a tough one to learn. I had to learn that.
Yeah. Because you can always change settings.
Yeah.
Change locations.
Yeah. And I know sometimes it can feel like it's the profession, but it could be ultimately really the setting.
Yeah.
So, but that's kind of it for today. Don't forget, we have our APTA social that's coming up soon on September 13th.
That's right around the corner,
live. Actually. Yeah, that's right around the corner. That would be fun. That would be my first true live
one. Live event. There's no take backsies on that one.
Dang it, editing.
The power of editing is now
power
gone.
Power editing is so gone. However, though, I've not really edited like any of ours.
We've been doing better.
If we slipped up, our bad.
True, because we're not looking at mistakes anymore.
Well, we are. Well, we're editing right after we record now. So, little side note.
Means we're getting better.
Yeah, but keep active on our social media. Be engaged, please. You know, we really want to make this an area where it just opens conversations and we can just talk about things and learn from each other. So don't forget to follow us on Instagram, where we are probably the most active, and then Twitter and Facebook. We also have our YouTube videos for you to check out. They've just got some things that we find handy, some knowledge-based ones. It's a little bit of a mix of everything.
Are you ready for my little commercial?
Go for it.
I got this. Clear my throat.
I'm not going to laugh.
Red leather, yellow leather. Got to practice.
Red, what?
I don't know. What's it from?
Red leather, yellow.
See?
Oh, God.
That's how you practice.
Right. Red leather, yellow leather. Red leather, yellow leather. I'm done.
I think it's from High School Musical. I'm not going to lie. My niece and nephew love that movie.
It's really cat right, who loves ready? That movie.
I don't even like musicals. You're getting me off track. Are you trying to rest after coming home from a long day of work? Do you have documentation that you need to catch up on? Check out our affiliate link down below for BarkBox. BarkBox has some fun themes and promos going on. This month is Harry Potter, so be sure to check that out.
It might be over.
Wow, really? In the middle of my commercial? It might be over. You're right, it might be over, but my commercial's ruined. That was pretty good.
I was dying the whole time.
You were dying. You're making it hard to focus.
I think I've got tears coming out my eyes.
We have an affiliate link down below. Get your pup something. Help support the channel. And that's all I got.
All right, see, guys. See, look,
you ruined it.
We will catch you next time.
Take care.
Bye.
The information in this video or podcast is not intended nor implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. All content, including text, graphics, images, and information contained in this video or podcast, is for general information purposes only and does not replace your professor's or a consultation from your own doctor or healthcare professional.